Our mother tongue. When young people consult with me about their major course of study in college, I always recommend English. I base this on a lifetime of worldly knowledge and an advanced degree in the subject. Early in my college career, I discovered what a great major English is. It happened the day I walked into the chemistry lab when they were preparing acetic acid or something. I said, "Smells like cow shit in here." Suddenly, all eyes are on me. They remained on me until I walked out the door and became an English major. I don't think they were offended by the comparative I made. I didn't mean it in a bad way at all. Cow shit doesn't smell that bad, especially to anyone who happens to be holding an option on cattle futures as they're hitting a cycle high. No, I think it was the way I used four syllables to pronounce cow shit. It just didn't sound right in a chem lab. On the other hand, English majors don't mind if you use four syllables in cow shit. They love it, in fact. So, for the young person seeking acceptance, you can't go wrong hanging out with the English crowd. Best thing about majoring in English, though, there is always a job waiting for you. Provided, of course, you're fit for military service. I am deaf in my right ear, but I never let this stand in my way. I took my spanking new M.A. and went right into truck driving school. Truck drivers are fond of such poetry as one might find in a Kurt Vonnegut Jr. passage. In my prison cell I sit with my britches full of shit, and my balls are bouncing gently on the floor, and I see the bloody snag where she bit me in the bag. Oh, I'll never fuck a Pollock anymore. If your ambitions are more aligned with the crass and common pursuits, English is the perfect major to prepare for a career as a film critic. You learn to make your writing sound fresh and vivid and unlike any other douche out there. For example, I wrote a film review last year with the following sentence. Vanessa Redgrave seems to relish knowing that without her, Letters to Juliet would have been an indigestible scoop of shit-a-tooey. Of course, my review was rejected, and the editor has not given me another assignment to date, but at least my writing sounded original, and Ms. Redgrave probably would have loved it. I suppose I might just as well have said that the acetic acid in the chem lab that day smelled like vinegar, but it really didn't, and I'm an honest sort. I suspect they were using a methanol carbonylation process with some kind of funky catalyst for the metal complex that could have imparted overtones of manure. This happened to us at Bennigan's once. They brought us a steak that had been marinated in red wine. Don't ever do that. If you combine the acetic acid of wine with bovine muscle tissue, you are going to produce the unmistakable redolence of pure country cow shit. Tessa wouldn't touch it. Cattle futures were down all that week, so I didn't eat it either.